SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We go, hour number two, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have everybody with us here. We're watching a bunch of these games going on live. We'll get to some the golf picks before we get out of here this hour. And we have a lot of football to do. I saved it for the second hour for Joe, and that, of course, is NFL Divisional Weekend. The final eight teams standing. Traditionally, this is the best weekend, the eight best teams that are left standing on their way to the Super Bowl. And I know one thing, the games can only go up from last weekend because they were awful, pretty much all of them. Five out of six games.
We're not making picks. We have picks on Friday, right? We're good on Friday.
We're making picks on Friday, Joe. We always make picks on Friday. Friday's the day we make
picks. Last week we did Wednesday. Due to the
we didn't have a show on Thursday and Friday. We didn't have a show on Thursday and Friday. We were forced like, into making picks on Wednesday.
How did we do
so
last
that's
week?
Why. Let me see.
Sheet of integrity.
I have the sheet out for you, Joe. Hold on. Let's take a look. 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2. 3-3 for Joe Lisi last week in the NFL. 3-3. Right. 0-1, 0-2, 0-3.
Yeah. Oh boy.
1-3.
Johnny
2-3.
Johnny Skids.
2-4. So I'm a game behind you. 2-4 against 3-3.
I don't want to say what
well,
you did a little doo-doo.
Well, the thing, the funny thing
the
is,
bed, Mikey, you doo-doo it.
Relax for a moment there, Joe, because let me just explain to you something.
Johnny
First of all,
marks.
You are being better than me. Joe. Joe. You were 3-3. You're acting like you were 5-1. Neither of us did good.
Ran
Neither
right
of us had a good
cliff,
week.
Those picks.
And I was one game behind you. You lost three games. I lost four.
Nah, and it's how you... It's, that, look.
And
I was a
that,
solid 3-3.
That,
I was a
lucky,
solid 3-3.
That lucky was, over in the Houston Charger game.
Luck,
start.
Lucky,
that was the difference.
What are you talking about? Lucky over?
Lucky.
Carver,
skin
Carver,
of
Carver.
Your... Heath,
look at
me.
Listen
over.
To me for a second.
Skin
I don't want you to
Heath.
Take this.
Game
I don't want
was
you to take
dead
this.
Under.
I don't want you to take under. This the wrong way. Okay, just listen. I've been playing with you with the NFL, and I still won. Right? Here's the other thing. I was a solid 3-3. Solid. Like when you look at the box score, you're like, oh, Lisi's picks were solid. Like we knew I was going at worst 500. You, with the picks, you were all over the map. You were off the rails. We had to pull you back, you know? Some were saying, and I defended you in a big way.
I'm sure you
Some
did.
Were saying that you're only concerned about the golf. I mean, that was what they were saying. Yeah. I said, no, he loves the NFL. He's a, you know, that's his love. That's his That's his mantra. Every day he wakes up, he taps the thing, NFL. You know, I stuck up for you. I didn't
Joe,
bash you. I'm
whatever
just
kind
you
of
know.
Story, whatever kind of story you want to tell to make yourself feel better is fine with me.
Make myself
whatever kind of
feel
story
better.
You want
what
to
are you
tell?
Talking about? I wake up every morning.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about when we you just gave the picks. You just said 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 2-2.
Yeah, because I was going in the order that the games happened. So
yeah,
if I would have went backwards, if I would have went from Monday to Saturday, I would have went
it would have been just as
I would have went
been just
win,
as good,
lo, win, lo, I went the other way, so I started Saturday, so it sounded that way.
Here's the bottom line.
Everyone listening will agree with me.
Well.
Neither of us were good. 3-3, 2-4 sucks.
Oh, you see,
gotta be better.
Carver.
Got to be better.
I think I
as a team.
I have a question, and I just realized this now. Don't get mad. Is that a bandana on your head, or is that a baseball hat?
Hat. What the hell are you talking about?
Johnny Bandana. I thought maybe you were like, you know, First Blood. You were like, you know, you had seen a little eye paint. They drew First Blood, not me. Yeah, at least he's back. I'm ready. Let me put the bandana on, you know? Right? Oh, it's a hat. It would have been better if it was a bandana. It's on your head like a bandana. I tell you, seriously. It looks like, I'm telling you, I don't want to cross you in any capacity right now. Part of my brain is saying you're crossing him now. Don't push it. He's getting upset. The other part is saying push him. I'm fighting with myself here.
There's really nothing to push me with.
Seriously, it's even, you know, people are talking about it in the chat. I was a solid 3-3. You were 2-4. You got to get up off the mat. They were trying to say if this was a cage match, you would have been checked out.
See, Joe, if you really wanted to play this game, all I have to do is, I smoked you in what you're the encyclopedia. It's college football.
I'm working dual shifts here. I'm working multiple shows. So you're working dual shifts.
So now it's a different story. You're the only one who works dual shifts. I do two shows a day.
I've been doing this show every day.
You've been off with the syndicate. I've been doing the show.
Now it comes out. Gee, whoa. That's right. That's not right by you. That's not right. All right. We got a lot of momentum, and we can make a lot of money here. I certainly hope so. What happened? Klay Thompson let us down already?
You're on that one, Joe. I got nothing to do with Klay.
He's got one.
Nothing
three
to do call. With Klay.
Why did you force us into that?
I forced myself into Kobe White, and he's only got 1-3. So I need a big second half from Kobe White.
I'm on Virginia. I got CLV with Virginia. I got 6.5 and 5.5. Sharps are coming in on the Cavs. Tony Bennett out. Half-court defense in. Tony Bennett out. Half-court defense in. The Smoo is coming to town. Could be a big
paper so bad.
Tiger. 12-4 with the Smoo.
They've been so bad this year. It's hard for me to back them, Joe. Can't back them. All right, who do you want on next year, Joe? Let's get somebody on. What game's starting? The Rockets? Get the Rockets in?
Sure, put the Rockets on.
Well, let's get Wemby on.
Now you want Wemby. Put Wemby on.
I got Wemby for 30 tonight. I need Wemby for 30.
Maybe Wemby could come in. Too bad this Klay Thompson kid.
What's Wemby got at the half?
I couldn't
Five.
Tell you.
Five. That ain't going to cut it, Joe. Five ain't going to cut it. Need more than that from Wemby. I ain't going to cut it. 5 points.
Hey, good news. Jets just interviewed Jeff Hafley.
Imagine if they hired him.
Yeah, what are they? Are they interviewing these guys 8 o'clock at night?
It's like they're trying to pack two in a day, like the same thing with the Bears. The Bears and the Jets, they're like, I guess they have a morning session and a night session. Like, who's running these interviews? Like, they got to be burnt out by, like, you can't tell me Woody's sitting around all day listening to both of these interviews that they have, these two-a-days that they're doing. Like, you just can't. I mean, Ryan Pohl sitting around all day talking to Mike McCarthy and Arthur Smith. You know, it's burning yourself out like that. You wonder why he's such a bad general manager.
The guy's lost it. Let's be honest. Put him out the pasture and that's it. He doesn't need the money. He's the son of a billionaire. He'll be fine.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 here on the grid. Did you see this one, Joe, before I get to these NFL games? I just saw, actually saw Gabe retweet this. Joel Klatt made a suggestion to move the Army-Navy game to the beginning of the season. Man, if they haven't taken it, if they haven't taken enough things away from Joe when it comes to the tradition of college football, could you imagine if they stopped playing the Army-Navy game at the end of the season? That will finish Joe off. He wouldn't be able to take it anymore.
You can't put the Army-Navy game at the start of the year. You're going to play it in August? Is he out of his mind? He's absolutely nuts, Joe. I think he's been hit. He was hit too many times with Hugh Charles and Daniel Jolly at Colorado. I like him too, but
game had its highest ratings ever this year. Highest rating ever for the Army Navy game.
Here's what we're gonna do.
That says it all.
The Army, if you want to play the Army Navy game, you ready for this? You want to do something special? Play it at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Right? That weekend, standalone, Sunday morning, right before the NFL.
Why?
Because it should be a standalone game. It really should be. They should have it right there on Sunday morning. Look.
They don't play any college football games on Sunday morning.
Start it. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, I think I don't know, Joe. I think that idea might be on par with him saying this play at the beginning of the year. Sunday's
Harvard,
NFL.
It you should know, be Sunday's, a standalone Sunday's with the Heisman Trophy. That's the tradition.
It is a standalone. I mean, I know there was a couple of other bowl games.
We had a bowl game this year.
Yeah, but they were on before and after it.
Don't start.
Game's on by itself. It just doesn't have the day to itself. Nothing wrong with the Army-Navy game. Nothing wrong with the Army-Navy game where it is. Bottom line. All right.
Yeah, you get me.
This weekend, Joe. NFL divisional playoff weekend. The last eight teams. I think, Joe, you could say, you know, traditionally you have the eight best teams left when you get to this point. I think that you have, you know, I don't think Washington necessarily everyone thought would be one of the eight best teams, but they've had some magic carpet ride. And listen, they've won what, Joe, now 12, 13 games or something like that. So, I mean, it's hard to say they don't belong here. Jaden Daniels, you said it, unbelievable here in his first season and deservedly a spot in the final eight. I saw some people say it when I said this, I think either last night to George or maybe with Scott, somebody reached out and said, oh no, you know, the Bengals should be there over the Texans. Yeah. The Bengals didn't make the playoffs because they lost to the Patriots. Okay. So you don't deserve to be here. It's just the way that it goes
and
sometimes.
Two times,
you
know, to the Ravens and to the Chiefs and
you don't deserve you know, you to be here. To, so that's
and
that.
To the first time against Pittsburgh. Come on.
And me and you have been very critical of Stroud and D'Amico Ryans for what they've, I thought, regressed in year number two. But at the end of the day, Joe, they're in the same exact spot they were a year ago. They're in the last four in the AFC.
It's a rematch.
Well, they're playing a team they played a couple weeks ago, you know, and that's – so we'll see. You know, last year they went to Baltimore, Joe, if you remember. Houston went to Baltimore in the division round.
10 up at the half, and they got smoked. Second half, they got smoked.
Smashed.
Their defense is much better now.
Let's start with this game, Joe. If you can guarantee me that I'm going to get the same Will Anderson that I saw last Saturday, and that guy was everywhere, and he was all over Herbert, if you can guarantee me, Joe, that I'm going to get that guy, I think by Friday night you're going to get me in with you on the Texans. If you can guarantee me that I'm going to get that guy. I don't love their offense. Their offense leaves a lot to be desired, especially with no Tank Dell, no, you know, those secondary weapons that
he doesn't
have. It'll
be a big game for Dalton Schultz this week.
Okay. But 8.5 is juicy, Joe, especially when you also factor in, you know, they haven't played a real game since Christmas, the Chiefs. Mahomes hasn't played. Kelce hasn't. These guys haven't played since Christmas. I get it. They're the Chiefs. They're everybody's All-American, and they're the two-time defending champs. But there's got to be a little bit of rush, Joe. You don't play a real game for that long. There has to be.
Yeah, there could always be. And I like the way C.J. Stroud stepped up in the second half. You know, that second quarter, he broke out. Once he broke contained, fumbled the football, kept that drive alive, the sky was the limit. And can you guarantee me we get that Nico Collins? You give me that Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz, I'll take my chances. I think they win the ball game outright. And guess what? I'm not backing down.
Whoa. Joe, looking for a big splashy, I said it, to start the divisional round weekend, huh? Joe going with the left hook, the right hook, and the knockout for the Texans. Wow, Joe. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think they can move them. Look, the one thing that they did was that they were able to throw the football early against the Chiefs. They put up 16 points. Once Tank Dell got hurt, then the fourth quarter, they were just like flat. Not this game. I think CJ could deal. They could challenge that defense over the top. I believe that. I feel it in my heart, Cole. Feel it in my heart. The way you drive that race car.
It's very hard.
You got no guts.
Bet against that team in the playoffs. You know that. It's very difficult to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back talking about these games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. As we're watching some of these games, we're getting ready for this weekend in the divisional round for the NFL. Now, like I said, was saying to you, Joe, before the break, I love where you're going here. It's just when you have watched what this team has done year after year after year after year after year after year after year. They've been in the AFC title game every single year that this guy's been the starter. You know, it's very difficult to say, all right, well, I'm going after him again. You know, I'm just going to keep going after him. Because you just keep losing, and it sucks. But there are a couple things maybe different. And like I said, I do think that this 23-day, whatever it is, I think it's like 23 days will be before they play a game, that's not just like having a bye week, Joe, right? I mean, that's a little bit more than just not having a bye week. And the other thing I'll say to you is, and it's hard to say this about a team that went 15-2, really 15-1 because they didn't play the last game. They had so many games this year that the final seconds was legitimate coin flip, stupid stuff that they won the game, right? Like every single one of them went their way. You know, whether it's likely toe being out in the first game of the year against, I'm looking at it, the likely game. The 1-point win against the Bengals, that was crazy at the end. The Saint game, I felt like they were there was a close call for them.
The Saint game wasn't that one.
I'm thinking of the Buck game. I'm thinking of the Buck game because they were both on Monday night. The Buck game, where Bowles should have went for
overtime.
Two at the end of the game and should have beat him when they went down. The Chief game, I mean, the Bronco game where they blocked the kick at the end of the game. The Raider game at the end of the game where it was crazy. They had so many games where they were right there. The Panthers had a chance to be. There were so many games they were right there to be had. And it all went their way. And it just makes you think, Joe, that if they get another one of these, but this time it's in the playoffs. Is this going to be the one that doesn't break their game? Is this going to be the one where the ball does just slide past the upright, or it does just tip someone's hand on the other? Like, is it the break finally not going to go for them if they're in a close one?
A great
or are they
point,
just going to smash
that's,
them like they always
that,
do?
That's a great point. You bring up great points all around. I'm taking the team that has already played one game. I'm taking the wide receiver that I think could abuse them, Nico Collins. I think Nico Collins could have a huge day again, and I believe that they can't cover the tight end. Look at all the tight ends that abused him. Isaiah Likely, 100 yards. Gesicki had 94. Who else abused him? Brock Bowers abused him, didn't he? With Aiden O'Connell, when O'Connell threw for 346. I think Disley and Stone Smart put up some yards against them. I think the tight end is the difference maker. I think C.J. Stroud could go in there. I'm taking the Texans with the points. And God, I'm telling you, I love the over.
It's a light number, Joe. Now, remember, you got two really heavy numbers this week and two pretty light numbers. 41.5, and I think being the first game on Saturday, Joe, a lot of people are going to have last weekend on their mind. And it's got nothing to do with each other, right? Like, that was last weekend. 5 out of 6 games went under. It was last week. It's a new week. You can't look at it like that. But it's the first game, and you know what people are going to, what they're going to say, Joe. Everybody's going to be hammering that under. All the games were under last week. Oh, the Chiefs haven't played. There's not going to be a lot of scoring. I think we get over two. I actually like the OU. I don't need you to
take the Texans.
What do you mean, don't play it? Well, who the hell are you? Don't play it. What the hell is that? Don't play it.
Last time you were on the over, you kiboshed it, remember? Take the Texans. Better off with them, no?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start pulling out some ammo on you now, Joe. You're going to start this stuff up. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, the second game on Saturday, Lions and the Washington football team, now known as but won't always be known as the Commanders. This is some big numbers here, Joe, for this game. 9.5 for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. 55.5. For the total, monster total, Joe. I know indoors on the carpet at Ford Field, but still, I mean, this is a playoff game. I know I said there'd be more scoring than last week, but 55.5, that is a big nut to crack.
It is, and I think they're going to crack it every which way but loose.
You could never take it under. You just love these overs. You just
no, there's a couple I do
overs.
Like the under. No, there's a couple I do like the under. But not this one. I think Jaden Daniels will throw for about 275 and run for about 80 yards on that team.
Now, do you believe he's going to throw for 275 and run for 85 because they're going to be trailing the whole game and he's just going to be moving? Or do you...
No, I'll tell you what. I think this is this game is a 7-3 point game the whole way down. Like, second half, it's 3, it's 7, it's 7, it's 3. And if Washington doesn't cover, it's because they gave up a garbage touchdown. You know, they didn't convert on fourth down on the last drive, and they make, you know, something crazy like that. But I like Washington, too. I like Washington in the over. I think Washington reminds me, and I know people are going to be like, well, you're crazy. But Tampa Bay, when they had Brady, and they were 6-6, and they won 6 straight down the stretch, or 5 straight. Say what you want, but Washington entered that game with a 5-game win streak, right? And think about the games that they had played just to get there. The Atlanta game, the Philly game, the, you know, the what was the other game? Was it the Giant game? No, it was another game that they played. But every week was a kick up in intensity, and they've done. Now they've won 6 straight, and they're going up against a team coming out of a bye. Montgomery comes back, but I look, if Brock Purdy threw for 300 on them, what do you think Jaden Daniels could throw for?
All right, I'm not telling you that Jaden Daniels isn't going to have a good game. I think he's going to have a good game.
That's why I mean my best bet is the over in that game. I'm gunning for it. 70, you might get me in on.
What would worry me here is that they are the spunky underdog, magic carpet ride team that deserves to be where they have gotten to, but are stepping up to a little bit of a different class, and that's the best team in the NFC, the favorites to win the entire thing in their place. I just think this might be a little bit biting off a little bit more than they can chew, Joe.
All right. Okay.
That's my look.
All right,
towards
Hero. You got it.
I'm
all
gonna
figured
be on
out,
the,
Hero.
I'm gonna be on. Well, you've got it. I guess you've got it all figured out, is what you're saying. You've got it all figured out. So that's,
I do have,
you know,
it
you're
all
the
figured
one who's
out.
All figured out.
Jaden Daniels, I have it figured out. What do you say about that, tough guy?
I like Jaden Daniels a lot, but now since you're going to act like that, fine, I'll come right out with it. I think Detroit's going to smash him. There you
Good.
Go. I think they're going to smash him. I think you're going to get all you're going
to
get all your gas and your props, your 275 and your 85, because Detroit's probably going to win the game, you know, 45-27. So you're going to get a ton of, you're going to get your overs, you're going to get your points, you're going to get all that. But I think the Lions are going to smash him in the game.
And if they don't,
I think they're punching above their weight this week. They've got a bottom 5 run defense. Montgomery back, Gibbs. I think that they are going to chew Washington up on the ground. Chew them up on the ground.
There you go. You got it all figured out. Click the button now.
Just like
click
you do.
Down.
You've got it all figured out. You've basically got both the one seeds on the bye on the brink of extinction on Saturday night. You got them both out on Saturday, the 2-1 seeds, the 2 favorites.
Possible.
You got them
Why
going
not?
Home. So I don't got, you're the one who's got it all figured out. You're the one who's got all the big upsets this weekend.
Mikey
you
Chalk.
You got it all figured
Mikey
out.
Mikey Chalk. I don't want to go.
Very Chalk.
I don't want to go against Mahomes. I don't want to go against Goff. I don't want to go.
Because, Joe,
know.
I mean, after a while, you know, you get your head smashed in the concrete over and over again. You get kind of tired.
I ain't getting no head no smashed.
You get tired.
I ain't getting no
head
no smashed.
Me going after this guy for the past 6 years. I'm tired of it. I don't want to get my head smashed.
6 years you've been going after Dan Campbell? 6 years?
Talking about Mahomes. You brought up Mahomes again.
All right.
Mahomes.
You're reeling. You're reeling.
No, I'm not going against him anymore.
All it takes is, look at me. All it takes is one shot. The busted double. The uppercut, Larry. The uppercut.
I'll tell you what really bothers me about this game, Joe. These touchdown number props are criminal. In this Lion Commander game, I mean, you look at somebody play Gibbs -230, Montgomery -165.
What's Zach Ertz?
Ertz is around this number, +260. The Washington numbers are okay.
That's my guy.
The Detroit numbers are just stupid.
Zach
I mean,
Ertz.
Jameson Williams. At least FanDuel's got Williams at 135, and that's too bad for him. I've seen places that have Jameson Williams at like -110. Like, what are we doing here? How many points do they think? Detroit scoring 60 in this game? Like,
there you go.
Calm
you just
down.
Said it. You said smashed them. Yeah, 47,
gonna,
45.
Well,
there you go, tough guy.
I'll tell you
you're backing it up.
I think they're gonna cover the 9.5 comfortably.
I feel, you know, this could be a best bet on the syndicate crew. Keep talking. Keep talking. This could be a best bet. What else
I
you
hope
like?
It is.
Oh,
I hope
really?
It is a
you
best
hope,
bet for you, Joe.
Why do you hope it is? Why? Why?
Because I'll go heads up with you then. I'll go after you.
Checker on a checker?
This will not be a checker on a checker. This will be a heads up. Heads up this game. You might as well just put it in now for Friday night for the Lions and Washington. We'll go square up for that one. We will come back, and I'll give you the two Sunday games, which, of course, we'll have plenty of time the next couple nights.
Your team doesn't step up this weekend. I think you should burn the jacket. Like, honestly, burn all the Buffalo Blue stuff.
I'll tell you another thing I'm not going to do here two nights. I'm not going to listen to you with that nonsense. All right?
I'm
I don't want to hear it from you.
What? You
I don't
hear,
hear
it from me?
From
well, what? What do you want to hear? Well, I don't understand.
I don't want to hear all your nonsense. This team,
about
your
what?
Team better do this and blah, blah. Your team better, blah, blah, blah. Joe, I've been living with this my whole life. You think that coming in here and doing the whole, your team better, blah, blah, blah. Joe, I got bigger problems than that. I don't really care what you think or what you lose in my team's game on Sunday night. Because it's been my livelihood rooting for this team. So I'm not concerned at all about what you expect and what you're him,
pick a better
him,
team.
All that stuff. I'm not,
you gotta
I'm
pick
not going
a better
through
team.
It with you.
When I say I love you, you say you better. You better, you better, you bet. When I say I need you, you say you better. You better, you better, you bet. You better love me for all the times now.
As your,
you better,
as
you
your
better step
doing.
Up.
How's your clay pick doing? How's your clay pick going? He's 1-for-7 from three. Good, solid choice of clay tonight.
All right, you know what, Carver?
Guy's 105 years old.
I got multiple things in the holster, baby. How about them Cavaliers hanging in there playing blue collar tonight? Old school, down by two. Blue collar, Cavs.
On the road in Dallas against SMU. Hanging
around. Oh, they're home. Oh.
Are they home tonight? Games in Virginia?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 159. Knicks are in, and the Sixers are in overtime. Maxey hit a shot to send him there. 123-114, Knicks lead now. With about a minute to go in the OT. Grizzlies now up 85-82 on the Spurs. Jazz up 7 on the Hornets. Man, that would be gutless from the Hornets. I mean, the Jazz got nobody playing. Speaking of gutless, the Celtics are down 11 to the Raptors. I think the Raptors were like getting like 12 or 13 at home tonight. Wow. What did that close at? 13.5 that closed at. And they're up 11 with just under 4 minutes to go. Mavs are up 91-87. Clay, 1-for-7 from three in that game.
Clay, let me tell you, just let go of the rope, buddy. Just you know, the guy's not, you know, now all of a sudden he's like the Hamburglar. He's just tossing up threes and he can't. How does this guy?
He just shouldn't be playing anymore. What, you know, he just shouldn't be playing. You got to also remember, he can't be the main guy. And he's supposed to be there as like, you know, the third or fourth option, but no Luka, no Kyrie. All those guys aren't playing. You're expecting more out of him. He can't do that anymore. He's just got no gas to do that.
How can he shoot? How can he shoot? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know how many of those 7 threes he's taken tonight were good shots. I don't know. I'm not sure how many were good shots.
I don't know. You know. Okay.
I'll make excuses for him. I don't care. Maybe he's getting some bad shots.
Bandana Mikey. That's it. Mikey Bandana over there.
Sunday, you know? Rams and Eagles at the link. The Rams coming off beating up on the Vikings. I guess you went looking for Kevin O'Connell after that game, huh? I guess you weren't thrilled with Kevin O'Connell on Monday night. How gutless was he?
How'd you know?
I mean,
well, let me ask you. You're down double digits. He lets the third quarter run out. He's down by 10 points in the first quarter. He lets the one.
Like,
he's running the football like a guy's completely clueless. Guy
he
sucks.
Quit in the fourth quarter, like completely quit.
We didn't quit. You quit. We didn't quit.
Sick.
You quit. They don't know the strength in Rifleman's arm, do they? No, sir, they don't.
6.5 for the Rams in Philadelphia on Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to get smashed. Dome team coming into the link.
Yeah,
the only thing is,
typical.
Don't what? Say it again.
Typical. Typical narrative. Typical narrative. Dome team coming into the East Coast. All that's typical. Typical narrative.
Oh, really? What? Are you going to take the 6.5 with the Rams?
I sure am. Yep.
You are? Oh, yep. Is that? Oh, you are? Really?
Yeah. Really? I am.
They got no shot. No shot to cover.
They've got the better head coach. And they've got the better quarterback. I'll take those two things in a game like that. I'll take it. You going to disagree with me on either? You going to disagree with me?
Here's the thing. And I love the Rams. The problem is...
This guy's got like 45-1 Rams to win the NFC tickets in his drawer. And he's given up on them. Sent them right down the river. Finished.
Carver.
Go ahead, Joe.
I just think it's a bad matchup. You're not going to go down swinging with Puka and nobody else. Cooper Kupp, can we find them? It's almost like, where's Waldo? Where's Cooper's Kupp? This guy fell off the grid. I mean, tell me, what happened? Now, maybe come playing in the cold, maybe he steps up like he's back in Eastern Washington. It's possible, but nah. I'm going to lay it with the Eagles.
All right.
That's your prerogative. The only thing is, can we get over that 43.5? That's what I'm a little... I might go over in every game this week.
Blue-collar game. Ram-Eagle game. It'll be a blue-collar game. Somewhere in the 23-20.
Right on the number.
The number 6.5. 23-20 wouldn't be right on it.
Total is 43 and a hook.
I'm not concerned with the total. I'm not playing the total in the game. Got no interest in the total in the Ram-Eagle game.
I do have an interest.
Okay. Well...
And let's see your team finally step up and live up to expectations. That would be fantastic.
Well, I mean, as far as that game goes, like, I don't know why they're playing the game. Game's over already. Game's over. Are you listening to all these people? They don't even belong on the same field as the Ravens, if you listen to some people. This game's over. I don't know why we're even having the game out on Sunday.
Barbara,
why even send them to Orchard Park? Barbara, this game is over.
The Ravens have the better coach. They got the better quarterback. They got the better running back. They have everything.
They have it all. They shouldn't even play the game on Sunday at 6:30. Don't even play the game. Shouldn't show up. They should all stay home. Allen, McDermott, him, stay home. Don't even go to the game because they have no shot to win on Sunday. No shot.
Yeah,
if you listen to everybody, Everybody's got it. All figured out. No shot. All because of the Week 4 game, too. All because of the Week 4 game. Oh, they killed him in the Week 4 game. They killed him in the Week 4 game. Yeah. Bills were 3-0. Ravens were 1-2 and desperate to not go to 1-3. Primetime game under the lights in their house. The Bills were missing their three best defensive players.
Yeah, but your quarterback
Bills were missing their three best players.
Quarterback still threw. Your quarterback threw for 180 yards. Come on. Let's call it what it is.
The game was over at halftime. The guy didn't even play in the fourth quarter. The game was over at halftime.
Let's call it what it is.
Raise the white flag and left.
See you in January. They smacked Buffalo across the floor. I mean,
this is typical. You're like everybody else. Everyone else I'm hearing this week.
Your quarterback threw for 180 yards. He was gutless in that game. Gutless. Your quarterback's had a couple of those performances, by the way.
You're absolutely lost on this one. You're lost.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. The Knicks ended up winning that game in overtime against the Sixers, 125-119, so a six-point win. I think it was 6.5 this afternoon, so right on the number. Raptors did end up beating the Celtics, so a huge dog there. They were 13.5-point dogs outright. Warriors have come out of the gate hot. They're up 13-2. Steph with a three. Nobody healed yet for you. Ant's got nothing. Nothing's yet for Ant. And the Mavs and the Pelicans now tied at 96. Clay still 1-for-7. He's got 5 points. Hawks are up 94-80 on the Bulls. Bulls suck too. Kobe White 1-for-7 from three. That's not going well either. And the Grizzlies are up 96-88 on the Spurs. Bad night for Wembanyama. So not a great night all around for anything.
Oh, geez. He's a money burn, Wemby. He's a money burn. You always like to go big. I don't know why.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
are we going to be able to get on the same page? I don't like when we're on different, you know, because
no, I'm not,
because you
I'm
take
not,
a person.
See, I,
you
because
take
a, because you here's take, the problem. I'm not going to do this the next 3 nights. You know what that game means to me emotionally. I'm not going to have you sit here and poke at me all the next 2 nights. Your team better do this. Your team better do that. I don't need that. I'm not. I don't get like that with the game. But it's just that it bothers me. So
well, I know it bothers you, but you would gladly you're objective and you would admit your quarterback had a couple of duds this year. 180, one touchdown, one interception against Baltimore, and 9 of 30 completion percentage. 9 of 30 completions against Houston. You remember that game for $130? Or do I have to remind you?
And once again,
okay, you just said
you
I hope
like
he doesn't
to
turn into a pumpkin.
I know.
On
but you
Sunday.
See, this is what. But you see, this is what you do. You throw these things out here, you and all these other people, and you didn't watch the game cover to cover. You have no idea
what happened in the game. What game did I watch?
Either of those games.
Yes, I did.
Right, didn't watch either of those games.
No, I did. You know why? Because I had Dalton Kincaid in the Houston game, and he couldn't find him because he was running
number.
All over the place. Don't talk.
You just
tell
look
me
at the
I
number.
I had the over in the game.
We just look at the numbers. And we just live and die by the numbers. You don't know what the game flow was, what was going on in the game.
Yeah, I know, game flow.
Where they
Here
were
we go.
In the game.
Yeah, I follow
so,
every game. I'm
that's
part
all
of the
fine
Syndicate
and good.
Crew.
No, it's all good. Because you're
syndicate.
Just like everybody else. This guy sucks. He's one of the best players in the NFL. He's got some of the best numbers in the NFL. But he sucks. He's no good.
You better hope right, he plays like a diamond on
here's,
Sunday.
Here's what I
better
know,
hope
Joe.
That he plays
here's what I know.
Saying, shine bright
I've seen
like a
him.
Diamond.
I've
shine
seen
bright
him.
Like a diamond.
Guess what, Joe?
Right?
I've seen him play like a shine diamond like in the playoffs.
You've also seen him lay an egg like he did against Cincinnati, losing that game by 14 at home.
And you think that was all him that day?
Just didn't step up. Came out flat.
That
I hope
was
he doesn't
without
come
question.
Out flat.
That was right? without question the worst
he
playoff
beat,
game
he
he's
got,
played.
He got beat by a better quarterback that day. That's all. He got beat by
a better team that day.
He got
the
beat by a better quarterback.
Was better. You know, everybody always likes to do this stuff, and you're no better than anybody else.
No,
everybody
stop.
Thinks that it's this guy versus this guy, and the other 51 guys on the team don't matter. They don't. Barber. That's what it all is. There's
Burrow,
a full team
Burrow,
of guys.
Al-Dool,
because guess what,
Allen.
Allen has games in his playoff career where he's had some of the best games ever by a guy who lost. That 13-second game, Joe, was it his fault that day too? Was it his
gonna
fault
need
that day?
That type of effort on Sunday. It's going to need that
yeah,
type
you're
of effort.
Need that type of effort. I know. They're going to need that type of effort. As I said to you, you're just like everyone else. I don't
why?
Know why you're playing the game on Sunday. This team
why?
Sucks. This guy sucks. The other team's great. And it's
like
going to be
Buffalo.
A no contest game.
I like
you're
Buffalo.
Just, you don't know. I don't want to hear from me. Go play the Texans and go play Washington. Go do all that. Stay away from the game. Stay away
what?
From
no,
it.
I'm not doing it. I'm
you
going
don't like
I'm
Buffalo.
Going 2 feet.
You don't like Buffalo. You don't like Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo. Let's
yeah,
go.
I'm not
Buffalo.
I'm not playing the game with you.
Your quarterback better do this.
You're a guy better
yeah,
do that.
He better.
Don't worry about the other three games then. If you're going to sit here and do that to me. Like, this is like, you know, waiting my whole life to finally see this team win. And I got to listen to you the next year. You better do this. We'll see you tomorrow. Carver and Lisa.